years ago, I was working with a well-known client who had received a death threat. And the death threat was considered serious enough that he went into hiding and hired a personal security professional to help ensure his safety. And he asked me to come along with him. And in all honesty, I just found it all fascinating, and I did. And it was fine, and it turned out to be much ado about nothing. But I had a great chat with the personal security guy. And he had been all around the world, and he'd been in a lot of incredible high danger zones and real threat situations. And I talked to him about fear, because I was genuinely interested in his take. And he said, the thing about fear is that most people have no idea what it feels like. He said, real fear is amazing. It fills your body. Your mind gets so clear. You feel like Superman. And you make sharp decisions. And everything's really just, I just remember the way he described it, with the clarity. And I sort of thought of, when he was describing that, my one experience of skydiving. And I kind of remember that feeling when I was falling through the sky before the parachute opened, of just absolute mental clarity, heightened senses. It was an incredible sensation, and that's how he described fear. And I said, so why is it that we all hate it? And he said, well, that's not fear. That's worry. Fear is what the body does when there's a clear and present danger to protect itself. It's what the mind does when there's a clear and present danger. It's like a hotline to that inner wisdom we've been talking about. But worry is when you generate imaginary scenarios in your mind and you scare yourself. You literally watch scary movies in your head on repeat. And instead of that amazing clarity and strength and power, you get tension and you get stress and you get ick. And that always stuck with me, because it's true. We live in a fairly safe culture. And so most of us don't have many reference experiences for real fear. And so we worry and we call it fear, and we think fear is our obstacle. Now, why does that even matter? Well, because worry is the same thing we've been talking about through the whole program. It's mental noise. It's thought gone wild. It's repetitive thinking that seems so important that it takes up all our headspace, and there's no room left for this deeper wisdom, this real-time responsive intelligence to come through. The other thing about fear is that, like all thinking, it comes and it goes, and it's not married to any particular situation. So sometimes we can be scared in the middle of the supermarket, but we're skiing or up on a chairlift or out on a mountain or out in nature, and we feel absolutely fine. Other times, we're driving around and we feel really safe, but we get a panic attack in the middle of a supermarket. We're not afraid of what we think we're afraid of. We're afraid of what we think of all these thought-generated images. Now, I did a talk about this called Why Aren't We Awesomer at TEDx in Bend. And in that same conference, among the other speakers, was an astronaut named Charles Precourt and a surfer named Bob Hurley. Now, Bob Hurley you've probably heard of, because he went on to found Hurley Clothing, which is a multi-hundreds of million dollars, actually, clothing line that Nike bought, and it's one of the top surfing lines in the world. And Bob was a surfer, and he just kind of made good. And Charles was an astronaut. He was, in fact, one of the last astronauts to live for over a year in the space station and is now working on creating a manned mission to Mars. And the three of us got talking, and in the course of talking, somebody else came up, one of the other speakers, and said that she was feeling really, really scared. And I was thinking I should do a coachy thing and be helpful. But before I could get a word out, Charles and Bob were like, oh yeah, isn't it great? And they just started talking to each other, and it was like, oh man, I used to throw up every time I went surfing. And Charles was going, oh, I know. He said, every time we get ready for launch, there's a thing in the spacesuit, so it'll drain the vomit, but they hate it when you do it, because then they got to actually stop and clean the inside of the helmet. So they always try to get you to throw up before they put the helmet on, and they're having this great old time. And I'm sitting there going, huh, I was going to try and get her to feel less scared. Because it hadn't occurred to me that unless you decide you're not supposed to feel scared or feeling scared is bad, it's not really that much of a problem. It comes and it goes. It gives you a real burst of adrenaline. And if you're in a performance situation, that can be incredibly helpful. But if you're not, it can also become draining, especially over time. And if we start to think that fear means something about the world, that it is indicating a clear present danger, not regurgitated worry, well, then it really can stop us because it seems very important to stop. But the thing is, fear doesn't keep us safe once we have information. So if you take a little kid and they're about to run into the street and you yell really loudly, they'll startle. And that fear response will keep them out of the street because actually human beings have only two natural fears, loud noises and falling. And so that loud noise will cause a biological reaction and they'll stop. But once you know not to go play in the street because there's cars in there and you might get run over, fear's not keeping you safe anymore. Now that fear is just blocking the channel. It's stopping you from accessing that in-the-moment wisdom and that in-the-moment common sense. So fear's a really interesting one because you're never going to get to a place where you don't feel it, but your relationship with it can be so different than it probably is now, where it doesn't appear to you as an obstacle. It doesn't appear to you as something that stops you. It just appears to you as something that comes and goes almost as if it's of its own accord. And that most of the time, other than maybe having to throw up before you go into space or go out in a football game or go out on stage, you don't even have to reckon with. So there's a quote that I always loved, and it's from the poet Guillaume Apollinaire. And he said, come to the cliff. They said, we are afraid. Come to the cliff, he said. They came. He pushed them, and they flew. And that's your assignment today. And your assignment today comes with a money-back guarantee. It's the only money-back guarantee I've ever offered. Go out and do something today that you really want to do, regardless of whether you're scared or not, regardless of whether it feels like you're going to throw up or not, regardless of whether it feels like your head is going to explode or not. Now, if there's fear, well, that comes and goes with thought. And if you keep going, so will the fear. If that feeling of throwing up comes and maybe you even do throw up, well, that happens. That's okay. You might want to take that into account. But if your head explodes at any point in the process, I'm going to give you all your money back for the program. Because it doesn't work that way, even when it really feels like it does.